Pray for me. I have a 45-minute sermon to do in about 7 or 8 minutes. Who can tell me what the scripture reading was in this morning's service besides Sean Fannin? Or besides one of the Fannins? Besides Neva also? Who can tell me what the scripture text was for this morning? Not the sermon text, the scripture reading text. Anybody remember? Exodus 35. That's right, good. If you got Exodus 35, that's good. 4 through 29 were the verses. Do you remember what the subject was? Anybody? The tabernacle. And in particular, it was for the giving, the offerings for the furnishings, or for the making of the tabernacle. Moses starts out in verse 4 of Exodus 35 with these words. Moses said to all the congregation of the people of Israel, "This is the thing that the Lord has commanded." When did he command that? Well, back in chapter 25, we read this. "The Lord said to Moses, 'Speak to the people of Israel that they take for me a contribution. From every man whose heart moves him, you shall receive the contribution for me. And this is the contribution that you shall receive from them: gold, silver, and bronze, blue and purple and scarlet yarns, and fine twined linen, goat's hair, tanned ram skins, goat skins, acacia wood, oil for the lamps, spices for the anointing oil, and for the fragrant incense, onyx stones and stones for setting for the ephod and for the breastpiece. And let them make me a sanctuary that I may dwell in their midst, exactly as I show you concerning the pattern of the tabernacle and of all its furniture, so you shall make it.'" I want to just mention three things briefly about this event. The commandment to build the tabernacle and for the people to bring contribution, and then the response of the people. The first is this: the people were given clear instructions. All right? What was it? There were two important aspects of the instructions that they were given. Number one, they were told what to bring, right? What else were they told? They were told who should bring it. Who? Everyone who has a willing heart. All right? They were told not only what to bring, but they were told how to bring it. They were told to bring it with a willing heart. Everybody who had something to give was to give it. But only those who could give it with a willing heart. Have you ever heard that before? Have you ever heard the idea that God wants us to give with a willing heart? You know, so often I mentioned to the young people that I was taught from the time I started going to church, which we didn't start going to church regularly till I was 13, except on Easter. We faithfully attended every Easter. But when I was 13, we started going regularly every Sunday. And from that point, I was taught to tithe. If I cut the grass and got a buck, I was to put 10 cents in the offering plate. If I worked, and I did work later, made $1 an hour, tell some of you about how long ago that was, then whatever I made, I put 10% in the offering. And I mean, it was just, it was the way I was brought up. But what was not emphasized so much was the Spirit. I wasn't taught so much that I was to do it with a willing heart. You know, there were times when I could have used that 10 cents, you know? There were things that I thought I could do with that 10%. And there were probably a few times when I begrudged a little bit giving that. Might as well not have given. Because here's the deal. God doesn't need our money. He wants our hearts. The people were to give. Yes, they were to give. Everybody who had something, whatever they had, gold, silver, precious metals, different materials, they were to bring it. But They were to bring it with a willing heart. That was, those were the clear instructions. That was a requirement. But the second thing we see here is that they were given a godly purpose. They were given what the money was going to be used for. What was it going to be used for? And not the money, but what they were to bring, the contribution. The tabernacle. And what was the tabernacle? It was the presence of God. Notice the Lord says in 25 verse 8, "And let them make me a sanctuary that I may dwell in their midst." Now, we know, both from the Old and the New Testament, that God does not dwell in a building made with hands, literally. But the tabernacle was important as representing the presence of God among the people, because at this time, of course, they were a nomadic people, right? They were moving, they were traveling, they were going to be wandering through the wilderness, and everywhere they went, they were to set up the tabernacle as a reminder to them that God was with them. They knew that they were giving to something that was important. Something that not only would be a building or a tent, but something that would be a spiritual work. Something that would make a difference in their lives, in the lives of their children. They had a godly purpose. We have to ask ourselves, do we have a godly purpose in our giving? What do we give to, and is it a godly purpose? There are a lot of good causes to give to. A lot of good causes. We all have particular interests, particular things that we think are important. But the question is, do those things have a godly purpose? Jesus told his disciples that he would build his church, and the gates of hell would not prevail against it. I don't know of anything else in Scripture that the Lord says he will build. He's building his church. That's the godly purpose that the Lord calls us to give to first and foremost. That doesn't mean we can't support other causes. It does mean that the one thing that God calls us to support, to give to, is his work in and through his church. Well, the third thing is the people had an obedient response. They obeyed. Now, not everybody obeyed. There's the implication that not everybody had a willing heart. But those who did gave. And we find this phrase used again and again and again. Back to chapter 35, verse 20. "Then all the congregation of the people of Israel departed from the presence of Moses," verse 21, "and they came, everyone whose heart stirred him, and everyone whose spirit moved him, and brought the Lord's contribution." And that phrase is repeated again and again throughout the rest of that passage. Three different times it's mentioned. Those whose hearts moved them. Those who had a willing heart or a generous heart. Those were the people who gave. And guess what? It was enough. It was enough. Because we read in chapter 36, beginning of verse 2, "And Moses called Bezalel and Aholiab and every craftsman in whose mind the Lord had put skill, everyone whose heart stirred him up to come do the work. And they received from Moses all the contribution that the people of Israel had brought for doing the work on the sanctuary. They still kept bringing him freewill offerings every morning, so that all the craftsmen who were doing every sort of task in the sanctuary came, each from the task that he was doing, and said to Moses, 'The people bring much more than enough for doing the work the Lord has commanded us to do.' So Moses gave command, and word was proclaimed throughout the camp, 'Let no man or woman do anything more for the contribution for the sanctuary.' So the people were restrained from bringing, for the material they had was sufficient to do all the work and more." Isn't that great? The people had a willing mind, a willing heart, The people whom the Spirit moved, they gave not only enough, but more than enough. Do you know how this building came to be? It was the people of Reynoldsburg Baptist Church who had a willing heart, who gave enough for it to be done. Over about a 2 to 3 year period, we spent $1.2 million on buildings. Not because we have a love for buildings, but you have to have buildings to be able to put people to do the ministry, the work of God. And that was from 1998 through about 2000. And in 2006, we were debt-free. Why? Because the people of God were willing to give, to bring the contribution to the Lord. Reynoldsburg Baptist Church has always had people with a mind to give, with a heart to give to the Lord's work. But let's face it, there are some who don't. Who don't have a willing heart to give. Let's pray that we will all have the heart, that we will understand God's godly purpose, and that we will understand that we're to give, but we're to do so with a willing heart, with a cheerful spirit, Paul writes in 2 Corinthians chapter 9. Well, that may be the shortest sermon I've ever preached, but anyway, such as it is. The ushers are coming forward now to receive the offering, and the musicians are going to be coming and playing an offertory. Pay attention to the words will be on the PowerPoint, not for you to sing, but for you to kind of learn, because next week we'll be singing this. It'll be one of the songs that we'll sing together on Sunday evening as a congregational song. Is that right? Okay. All right. Tony Stroud is going to lead us in prayer.